story.
Yeah, and he started going,
Bernie Adolf.
And he started to the thing like, he was like, I love Trump's persuasion. And then, you know, finally he just went, I can't hide. I'm coming out. Yeah,
it's time for me to tell everybody how I really feel.
Dude, it's pretty watching. You go like, Jesus, man. Yeah. He's like, Don Lemon said it himself. You don't deal with problems when you live around white people. And it's like, Don's words, not mine.
Oh, yeah. Don had you see that Don Lemon clip from 2013? Nah.
Why did he do that?
That was 2013. You were allowed to go wild.
Yeah, I guess so.
2013, but... you were allowed to say pull up. That was literally what he said.
Yeah.
Don Lemon went on CNN.
Someone probably called him like a gay ass bull.
Bullied the fuck out of Don Lemon. You didn't see this? He was on your.
He said, pull up your pants.
He was on the Chris News Network. He was on CNN. And he literally was like, five things black people need to do. One, pull up your fucking pants. Like, it was crazy. Oh. Stop fucking littering. That was like number two.
Well, how long has he been on CNN for?
I don't know.
That might have been when he got the signing bonus, dude. He probably got the signing bonus.
Yeah, he was like, let me tell you something. He hit the Dilbert button. He hit the Nas, dude. Time to fucking launch. It's time. 5 years later, he's on TV crying.
Yeah, dude.
Black people. Like, dude, fucking, we saw what you said.
So he did that?
Yeah.
2013.
Yeah. That was probably right around when he was getting accused of sexually assaulting that waiter.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know Don. Dude, these
Don
are your guys.
Lemon. It was Don Lemon.
Don Lemon.
I don't think I've watched a minute of Don Lemon.
Don Lemon got in there, wiped his nuts on a waiter.
Yeah. Literally, he goes, I'll have a hot dog, actually. I'm in the mood for a hot dog now.
Grab the beans, bro.
The Frank
waiter
beans.
Came over and was like, yeah, he was like, here's today's orders. He was like, yeah, actually, I'm going to go with the fucking hot dog, dude. That's so funny. How have I never heard that? That's so funny. Did you just come up with that? That's great. Grabbing a guy's dick and be like, let me get that hot dog.
I didn't know it was a waiter.
I'm going to do that for the rest of my life. I love grabbing dicks. It's so funny. Walking by someone, give them a little...
Like, yo, what are you hungry for, man? I don't know.
I'll tell you what I'm hungry for. I haven't had a hot dog in a while. Let me see that.
Oh, dude. You get a cocktail weenie, dude. Fucking a
little cocktail weenie.
Oh, fuck. Come up with plans to grab your friend's dicks is awesome.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, how are you going to do it? Put your flair on it.
I'll never get past horse bit me. Horse bit me.
It's true.
The
good.
Horse bit me was unbelievable. I can't believe my dad did
it's
that.
It's a Statue of Liberty play.
It really is. It's a Statue of Liberty. It's Boise State. It's Boise State, Oklahoma.
Oh, my God. I mean, dude, that's
that's a good one. That's a nice little one.
That's uncharted YouTube territory. There's like the video.
Funny ways to grab dicks.
Well, I'm saying grab
dicks. You should
do it
like a karate, like, like an 80s, 90s karate style infomercial. You know what I mean? Where there's like the guy like teaching how to do karate. You can be like, this move.
Like Rex Kwando.
Yeah, Rex Kwando guy's balls.
I'm thinking about a dude going and grabbing dicks in the hood, dude. That's the most dangerous game.
I think about it every time we bring this up. I think about when I did that to Courtney and he socked me in the dick as hard as he could, dude. No hesitation. I went, Courtney, you see where the horse went? He went, just punched me in the dick. Dude. Yeah, you can't grab the fellas.
Why is that?
Because Dilbert's right. Just get away from these guys. Don't even like fooling around.
Look, grab their dicks and run, dude.
Grab their dicks and run as fast as you can.
You trying to grab a black guy's dick?
You said, why can't I go grab dicks in the hood, dude? You're crazy. Of course you can, dude. If you went in the hood and just grabbing dicks,
aren't safe.
Dude, you would die. What'd you say?
The neighborhoods aren't safe.
Dude, you walk in the hood, you're like, yeah, I'm opening up like a cupcake shop. Yeah. Beat the shit out of you, dude. You crazy?
Yeah, I was thinking to open up a hot dog cart around here. When you grab it, yeah. If it's there, you gotta go a little haul.
Yeah, man, that's a real out. Cool bubble coat. Let me zip that down. He's like,
dude, you get killed.
You get killed, dude. I mean, if you hit, yeah, most white dudes, our age white dudes would laugh, a lot of them, but you head into the Elks, start opening a hot dog stand, those boys would try to fight you. Hey. This guy tried to grab my stuff. Fucking queer. You fucking queer.
Dude, imagine there's still beer foam on their lips and you fucking go for a hot dog. They gotta be like,
Steelers Ravens on. It's fucking 1:30 on a Sunday. Just
you go in there and yank every chain and run out. Can you escape?
You can pull some bells. Hunchback of Notre Dame, some bells, dude.
I'd rather VFW yank.
Just a bullshit.
Oh, yeah, but dude, they would form up and like two of them would block the door. Yeah. You'd have two dudes in Baltimore Ravens.
Call the police. Call the police. There's a goddamn queer in here. He yanked me. Yeah. Yeah, old white dudes would spaz just as hard as black dudes. Yeah. They would use all their powers to stop you.
Big time. There are two dudes that block the doors. You have two like big fat dudes just fucking like, you're not getting out of here, dude. Fuck down. What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
What are you on, fucking weed?
This guy's on fucking drugs.
Yeah, they would not like that at all.
Damn.
How
many dudes do you think have hooked up at the Elks? Or it has to have happened.
It's got
to
be two dudes a year. Two dudes a year, at least.
Two dudes a year got shit faced and they're just like.
Kissed at the Elks? No, they got the ring cam in there.
They all have the ring cam. Every Elks member.
It's got to happen at least at every Elks. It's got to be. You think it's like a generational thing, or it's just like at least like once a year?
Once a year, two dudes just fuck.
Yeah, probably. Probably. You should ask
all the
next time you're there.
The Elks.
Just be like, yo,
have dudes fucked.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Come on. I don't do that stuff here. This isn't New York. It's all those weirdos you hang out with. That Chris O'Connor. You guys are weird. Live together. You guys are weird.
It is. I do like thinking about dudes that age just repressing fucking homosexual urges. Just fucking like.
Fuck, dude. Because their minds were. Everybody's mind. You think of. Yeah. Everybody thinks of crazy, terrible things.
But they have to go like.
But all those. Like we, you know, comics. not just comics, but us as friends. Like, if you think of yanking guys' dicks at the Elks, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Those dudes think these thoughts and just go.
Oh, it's just another picture of Coors Light. Yeah. You're like, let me get my brain eraser.
Gotta wet my whistle. Gotta repress parched. Whatever that was.
Yeah. It's going like, yeah, these guys are looking pretty good this year.
I bet that's the gossip at the Elks is who's fucked. I bet it is.
No, they don't gossip about that, dude.
You don't think they gossip? I bet it's...
There's definitely like...
If there's a gay guy?
That guy's a little funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. There's some guys that are funny. There's a funny guy at the Elks.
Yeah.
I've seen the funny guy. And there's some chatter. I've heard some chatter. I've actually literally heard this chatter.
Yeah.
Almost exactly what Matt said. They're like, yeah, that guy's... It's a little funny. Guy, he's weird.
They're just picturing fucking blowing him the whole time. They're like,
just imagine.
Tell you what, man, these fucking caravans are just fucking.
Keep that guy away from me.
Or I will fucking suck Biden, his he doesn't dick. Know what the hell he's doing. He doesn't know his ass from his fucking elbow.
He doesn't know his fucking dick from my mouth. And he's like,
son of a bitch.
Fuck. I can't stop thinking about blowing Biden, dude. So blow Biden. Pee on my new blanket my wife got. Boss.
We should switch.
Yeah.
And keep this momentum rolling.
We're an hour,
we found a nice sweet spot. I haven't had this much fun goofing off in a while.
It's been nice.
You're sweating?
Yeah. Chris O'Connor, what's your show dates?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see.
Cincinnati, March 7th. Indianapolis, March 8th. Damn. St. Louis, March 9th.
Damn. Off the dome?
Yeah. And then...
You're with me this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.